Hello and welcome to Against the Grain, a podcast centered around self-exploration, leadership, lifestyle change, and soul-driven success. I'm your host, change advocate and coach, Louise Fuster, here to help you expand your capacity to adapt to change and move with momentum towards leading your life your way. Join me as we explore what it takes to cultivate a strong sense of self, lead from the heart, and boldly pursue change as a choice. This podcast will help you think, act, and live differently, giving you the green light to make meaningful shifts that feed your soul and ultimately shape your own success. Your life is yours to lead. You are capable of incredible things. And this podcast is your reminder. I'm off to live my dreams. It sounds like a slogan splashed across the mug you give to your colleague on their last day working together, right? Even though you wish the very best for them, you know they're probably not going to end up living their dream in their new company and role. I mean, does that reality even exist? Well, it did for me. In my 30s, I landed myself one of these desirable dream lifestyle opportunities. And yet, at the supposed peak of my life, the it's not going to get any better than this stage, I gave it up. Yep, I pulled the pin on this once-in-a-lifetime living-the-dream scenario. In this episode, I talk about the point of purpose and why it's a vital ingredient to creating your version of soul-aligned success. I share the reasons why I decided to quit the good life, despite others telling me to stick with it, and you'll hear how advocating for myself turned out to be a damn good decision on my part. Okay, so the year was 2008 and I was approaching my mid-30s when I made a bold move to take off and live my dreams. It had been a restless couple of years for me. I was transitioning out of my first career as a chef and was exploring the many possibilities available to me. And I'd also recently ended a 12-year relationship. So I was now as far away from doing what everyone else I knew were doing, which was basically ticking things off the settling down adult checklist. You know, getting a mortgage, a dog, looking at starting a family and living life that way for the next few decades. And for the first time in my life, I had no solid direction of where I was headed or any indication really of where I wanted to head. So here I was at 34, about to go against the grain of what most people my age were up to. I packed up my belongings, put my furniture into storage. I sold my brand new car that I loved, packed one large suitcase, and quite literally flew 15 hours into the unknown. I was heading to live in a country I'd never visited. I didn't speak the language. I certainly didn't understand the culture. And I knew no one, not a single soul. Heck, I didn't even know if the work I was about to do, I was going to enjoy. It was a courageous move, yes. I was definitely ditching the comfortable world around me. A scary concept for most people, but boy, did I feel alive. I was excited in anticipation of what was to come. The opportunity ahead teased me with travel, adventure, exploration, excitement, and a decent paycheck. So I left with an audacious financial goal in my head. What I had pre-planned was to stay 5 years so I could hit said goal, and I estimated that amount of time was decent enough to make something of this experience and set myself up well financially. I lasted 15 months before I was pleading to be sent home. Seems what I was really looking for, I didn't find halfway across the world in a giant sandpit. It took me 15 months of living what some would deem the dream life to realize I was significantly lacking a sense of purpose. Sure, on the outside, my life may have looked awesome, picture perfect even. I had a pretty cool job flying around the world with long layovers in some of the best cities, Paris, New York, London, Frankfurt, Toronto, Bangkok, Casablanca, and more. I lived in a beautiful new apartment, rent-free, company-paid accommodation, and I had transport provided that picked me up and dropped me off right at my front door when going to and from work. My clothes were laundered for me, and I worked on average just 4 shifts a month. And so for the other 15 to 20 days, I lounged by a resort pool or shopped the mega malls. And yes, pool days and shopping and lots of sightseeing made me happy, momentarily. However, I couldn't seem to shake the hollowness resonating from my insides. Sure, I had a well-paying job, one that took me around the globe. I developed some good friendships. I was enjoying my leisurely lifestyle. However, something was missing. I had the perceived success, the outwardly success that others saw. But that success wasn't rocking my world. It wasn't translating into providing me with a sense of satisfaction. Honestly, I felt like I was coasting through life, just being taken along for the ride. And yes, a ride it was, but it was like my life was void of meaning, and I didn't like that. It seems what I was struggling to find was purpose in this season of my life. And my only real reason to continue doing what I was doing was to make coin. And clearly, that wasn't captivating enough for me. Now, I'm an intentional person. I like to know where I'm directing my energy and attention. And I like to have a reason for doing what I do. So it seriously sucks when you hit a period in your life when what you're doing feels meaningless. And yet, this is a normal feeling to have. You see, us humans, we crave purpose. There's a point to purpose. It gives us meaning and direction in our lives. But my life in Abu Dhabi wasn't giving me any of this. So while, yes, I was in receivership of something impressive, others' version of what success should look like, I personally wasn't gaining anything internally rewarding from it. Us humans, we like to know what we're working towards or at least have an idea. It helps us feel more satisfied with our choices, our accomplishments, and ourselves. And yet, so many of us at some point in our lives find ourselves feeling dissatisfied with our reality. Now, that's normal. It's normal to feel this way occasionally. But how was it that I, who was seemingly off living my dreams, living a desired lifestyle many others can only dream about, how was it that I still felt this way? Well, so the most obvious answer is that I didn't value what I was blessed with. But that's not true. I did fully appreciate my privilege and was grateful for my situation. But essentially, as time revealed, I didn't place a high value on that lifestyle. Sure, it's nice to enjoy for a while. It's a nice break from the grind most of us are subjected to. But it wasn't a lifestyle I cared to maintain. When the novelty of having a million stamps in my passport and waking up in hotel rooms that all looked the same wore off, I was left questioning what's next, where from here. And frankly, I didn't see myself in that future. The job itself wasn't expanding my skill set. There were no opportunities for career advancement that interested me. And I really couldn't envision ever making that country my home permanently. So what actually contributed to me finding myself in this situation, feeling like my life was lacking purpose? Well, firstly, I hadn't yet developed a strong sense of self. Sure, I had done some personal development work, but I was still trying to figure out who I really was. Because I had always defined myself through my job and the career I built. And so when I no longer had that framework, I felt a little lost momentarily, like I didn't fit in anywhere. I also didn't know what I wanted. I had started dabbling in different things, but was still unsure of where to head next. And I guess I was hoping my big move to the other side of the world would naturally point me in a new direction. It didn't really, but it did offer me the gift of realizing what makes me happy and unhappy, because that data is relevant to know too. It's important to challenge your comfort zone and go out and explore. And it doesn't have to be as wild as move as what I made. And when you find something that feels good, keep doing it. And when something doesn't feel aligned, it's okay to move on. Now, another factor in me feeling unfulfilled was that I was disconnected from others. And at the time, I didn't realize this was me, but us humans, we're social creatures and we thrive on feeling connected. And while I had made new friendships playing in the sandpit and I had a social life, I didn't really feel a close connection to the majority of people around me as our lifestyle was very transient. So I was missing a strong supportive network where connections ran deep. Now, to this day, when I feel like I'm searching for more out of life, there are some questions I always ask myself, and you should too. The first one, am I happy? It's a simple question, a big question that most people find hard to answer. But can you answer honestly and sit comfortably with your response? Also, I ask, do I actually like what I'm doing and where I'm at? Or is there something I can put my energy into that feels more valuable, more important? Now, if you answer these questions truthfully, it may scare you because it could mean you have to change something. You know, the choices we make, we don't always get right. I didn't. My 5-year plan certainly didn't pan out as I had expected. I didn't come home with a fat savings account, but hey, I came home with lots of interesting stories to share. And sometimes we opt to play it safe because we're worried about making a crap decision. But then we're left wondering why our life feels boring. It holds nothing of value. It's meaningless. I actually gained more from my adventures navigating the UAE than what I realized at the time. I left that country much more secure in myself, knowing who I was as an individual and much clearer about what I wanted to experience out of life and what I would and wouldn't put up with. I realized what was important to me and what it was I valued. And I returned home with my future husband in tow, not what I had envisioned by any means. And all this to say, having purpose is vital to living the dream life, your dream life, however that looks and feels to you. If what you're currently doing isn't fulfilling you internally or bringing you much meaning, then what is it even for? Your inner satisfaction can only come from you. Remember, the longer you entertain what is not for you, the longer you postpone what is. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Against the Grain. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you heard, it'd be so freaking awesome of you to hit download, give me a follow, please leave a 5-star review, and of course, spread the love so we can encourage even more women to boldly lean into change and take the lead to build a life they're proud of and pumped about. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the next episode of Against the Grain.